Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome to University of Biblical Studies. We thank you tonight for coming on with us on May the 6th, 2021. Father, we honor your presence. We thank you that you are the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Lord God Almighty in the earth. There is no God great like you, Jehovah. You are the God who loves us, who cares about us, who chastises us when we stray off the path, because you love us, oh God. And you want us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to keep our eyes fixed on you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for boys to men, girls to ladies, that they are maturing in you on a daily basis, oh God. They are making wise choices. I thank you for every family, in the name of Jesus, throughout America, throughout the world, in every continent, Lord. May we all honor you, give you glory. You are the King of glory. We honor your presence. We thank you tonight that we can call you Abba, in the name of Jesus, and that we belong to you. In the name of Jesus, your word commanded us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we love and adore you. We bless you, and to love each other like we love ourselves. Forgive us for any way that we are disobedient to your first commandment or your second commandment. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to always keep our eyes fixed on you. You are Jehovah Yahweh, the Lord of our lives. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Ra, a mighty shepherd. You are leading us in a plain path. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people, that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. I am your co-host, Tyrese Turner from Holland, Michigan.
Good evening. I am your host, Karita Gantling, also known as Sister G.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord God. We come boldly to your throne, and we repent of everything we've done wrong. We ask you to take host in us, Lord Jesus, so we can hear your word, Lord Jesus. We honor you, and we thank you for everything you've done for us. We bind and rebuke the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We call it null and void. We agree with your plans, Lord God. Thank you for leading and guiding our minds to receive your word. In the name of Jesus, we speak that no evil shall prevail against us. We shall not be shaken in the name of Jesus. We put on the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, we continually bless and honor you. We thank you that you are the King of glory. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the creator of our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are ordering our steps on a daily basis, Lord God. We are keeping our eyes fixed upon you. You are Jehovah Ra, the shepherd that leads us in a plain path. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you, Father God, that we can continually call upon your name. Oh, God, we can continually say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, oh, God, that anytime we're discouraged, we can call upon your name. We can pray Psalms 126, oh, God. Anytime we're afraid, Lord God, we can call upon you in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, when we need your reassurance, we can definitely call upon you in Mark 8:35. We just are thankful that, Lord God, you make yourself available to us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we move forward today with University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies, we agree with your plan. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Well, welcome and good evening. We thank God for each of you. Today is May the 6th, 2021. God has been so faithful to us. I mean, he's been faithful. Oh, yeah, he's never left us. No matter what, he said if we make our bed in hell, he'll be there. No matter where we are, what we do, God is always present with us. So we are grateful that we can call on the Most High God. Our theme for the month of May is opposition and transition. Opposition and transition. Well, we thank God tonight. As we study our Bibles tonight, I thank God for everybody having the B-I-B-L-E in front of them. Basic instructions before leaving the earth, because we need instructions. We don't know how to come here, and we don't know how to leave, but we thank God that he leads us. All right, we're going to be doing Bible multiple choice tonight. Bible multiple choice. So I thank God for you having your Bibles in front of you. In the name of Jesus, getting everything ready for Bible multiple choice. That's what we need. Sometimes, you know, God gives us choices, so hopefully we are wise enough to make the right choices, the choice that's going to lead to life, eternal life, abundant life. All right, our first scripture tonight is found in Psalm 23, verse 1. So when you get the answer, you can state your name and tell me what the answer is. It's Bible multiple choice. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not A, call, B, help, C, want. What is the answer? State your name, tell me the answer, and read the scripture. Thank God for you all. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? A, call, B, help, C, want. What is the correct answer?
This is Tyrese. The correct answer is C, want. The Lord is my shepherd.
Very good.
I shall not want.
I'm sorry, you cut off for a minute there. Can you start it over? Can you read that scripture over again?
Yes, ma'am. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Got brilliant students on here. Thank God for you. Our next scripture is Psalms 91, verse 1. Psalms 91, verse 1. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret, what, of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Is it A, house, B, place, C, palace? Psalms 91, verse 1. State your name when you get it. Tell us what's missing and read it. He that dwelleth in the secret, what, of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A, house, B, place, C, palace. What's the correct answer? All righty. Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret what of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A, house, B, place, C, palace. What is the correct answer?
This is Levi. The correct answer is place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen. Thank you, Levi. Excellent. All right. You all are doing a great job. I'm so proud of you all. Next scripture, Psalm 27, verse 4. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I, what, after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. A, seek. B, go. C, move. I have desired of the Lord. That will I what after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. A, seek. B, go. C, move. What is the correct answer?
This is Lily. The
okay.
correct answer is A.
What did A say?
It says seek.
Okay.
One thing have I desired
okay.
of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Amen. Good job, Lily. Thank you. All right. We got two more. Next one, Deuteronomy 6, 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt what? The Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. A, hate. B, blessed. C, love. What is the correct answer? And thou shalt what? The Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. A, hate. B, bless. C, love. What is the correct answer?
This is Micah.
Okay.
The answer is C, love. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good job. You guys are doing a wonderful job. I'm very, very proud of you. Last one in this series, Bible Multiple Choice. It says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases what? A, strength. B, intelligence. C, healing. Isaiah 40, 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases what? A, strength. B, intelligence. C, healing. Isaiah 40, 29. Isaiah 40, 29.
This is Tyrese. The correct answer is strength.
Okay.
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases increaseth strength.
Excellent. Good job. You all did such an awesome job. Thank God for you in that section. Okay. We are ready for Bible, true or false. Bible, true or false. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sister Kristen. In the name of Jesus, that her phone would not cut her off anymore. In the name of Jesus, that she would be able to stay on the whole time. I bind up every hindering spirit, every blocking spirit, every spirit that try to cut them off. In Jesus' name, they will stay on. And they will stay connected in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Next scripture, Bible true or false. The first one is found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Is this true or false? It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is that where it's found? Joshua 1:8 says, the Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. Where is that the correct scripture for that verse, for that book and chapter? Joshua 1:8 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
This is Ariel. It is false.
Good job. So do you know where that scripture is found, Ariel? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know where it's found?
It is in Psalm 23.
Good job, Ariel. Yep, good job. Excellent. Thank God for you. All right, next scripture. Is this one true or false? 3 John 2, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Is that true or false? Is that scripture found in 3 John 2? Third John 2, is that true or false? When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. Is that where that scripture is found? Third John 2. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Is that true or false? Is that where the answer is found?
This is Levi.
Okay.
It's false.
False. Okay.
It's in First Corinthians 13:11.
Good job. Excellent. All right. Thank God for you. Okay, let's see. The next one. Ephesians 6:1, is this true or false? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Is that where that scripture is found? Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Is that true or false?
This is Isaac.
Okay.
It's true.
Good job. That is true. You want to read it for me, Isaac?
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Good job. Excellent. So proud of you, Isaac. You are reading very well. All right. Last one in this section. Philippians 4:4. Is this true or false? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Is that true or false?
That's true. This is Mark Obama.
I'm sorry, can I hear you?
This is Nelsa Bowman.
Okay.
Nelsa Bowman.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's
it's
the
true.
Answer? True.
It's
can
true.
You read that scripture? Okay, good. Will you
rejoice
read that
in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice.
Thank you, Minister Bowman. Glad to have you on with us tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. We're praying for Minister Bowman. She was married over 40 years, lost her husband a couple of weeks ago or so. So we're praying your strength in the Lord. We love you and your family.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's song time. You know we love to sing the praises of the Lord. We have the Turner family on with us. They're going to sing a song of praise this evening. I thank God they're always ready with a beautiful, wonderful song to praise the Lord. Good evening, Turner family. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
It's called Alpha and Omega.
Good job.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship our Lord, you are worthy to be praised.
Amen. I love it. I blend it. You guys are so, I mean, just gifted, gifted. Thank God for you all. I love the harmony. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Thank God for you all. Well, as I said before, our theme for the month of May is opposition and transition. And you know, I'll tell you what, God is, he's so awesome. He got everything all wrapped up for us in the Word. We just got to open it up and read it. Opposition and transition and opposition. So we'll say opposition and transition. Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20, verse 11. And you know, the Lord is such an awesome God. His word, oh, my God, God's word is true. All we got to do is read it. His word is true. We just got to read it, open up the Bible, and read it. You know, sometimes we get distracted by all kinds of things. But when we open up his word and study, he downloads so much in us, much more than we can download on a computer. The computer can't download in us, but God can. So Proverbs 20, verse 11 says, even a child is known by his doing, whether his work be pure or whether it be right. And you know what? Children have personalities even from the time they're born. Even in the crib, you could see the little one just being an individual, knowing you could see the little personality coming up. You see how they smile, how they frown, how they cry. And you know, you say, oh, yeah, that's baby. Whatever you call the baby, you know them by the cry. You know them by the way they you could have several babies lined up, but they all have different personalities. They're all different. So as they grow and develop, you say, yep, that's Isaac. Yep, Isaac is, you know, he's strong and mighty. Yep, that's Israel. He's brilliant too. Yep, that's Levi. He can pray the house down. Yep, that's Lily. Lily is a good cook. You know each person by the way they do things. And God wants us to have pure hearts. He wants us to have pure hearts. So we got to teach our children so they can do the right thing. Child is known by his doing, whether his work be pure or whether it be right. So we got to teach our children to do the right thing and to have pure hearts. And we have to talk with them and give them sweet counsel and just, spend time listening to them. So our theme tonight, as I said, is opposition and transition. Now, opposition is resistance expressed in action or argument. That's opposition. Now, transition is different. Transition is the process of period of changing from one state or condition to another one. And all of us have opposition in our lives at some time or another. David had opposition in his life when he was out taking care of the sheep, and the lion and the bear came. And then later on, that opposition, that big old giant Goliath, that was his opposition. So we all have it. Yours may be something different. Yours may be a bully at school, or you may be the opposition for someone else. You may be opposing. You may even be opposing your parents. But we have opposition. We have transition. It's a process. We got to change from opposition and transition into the way that the Lord wants us to transition. So, sometimes as youth, young people, sometimes, as youth, we can be, if we haven't been trained early, we can be rebellious, we can be stubborn, we can oppose our parents, but the Lord doesn't want us to oppose our parents. He wants us to, be able to obey our parents. He wants us to obey our parents. So growing up and liking it calls for maturity. And our scripture, our base scripture in 1 Corinthians 13:11, what it says? When I was a child, I talked like a child. Their children, they have their own language. They talk a certain way. And then as they grow and develop, they begin to, their conversations change. Their interests change. Their ideas change. They don't speak the same way anymore. And then, when you're a child, you understand things differently. You even see things differently. You may say, oh, yeah, that moon looks so big, look like it's, so I can touch it. But then as you grow up, you say, oh, I didn't realize the moon was that far from the earth. And, you got to, when you grow up, when you become, a man, a young man or a young woman, you put away those childish things you used to do. Maybe you used to, run and do somersaults in the kitchen. But then when you got older, you stopped doing those somersaults in the kitchen. You go like, oops, my feet got to stay down on the ground because it's got dirt. I'll be throwing dirt in the food if I'm not careful. Or whatever it was, that you were doing that was childish. Now, just because you're grown or grown up, a young man or a young woman, don't mean that you put away childish things. But the Word of God will help you put away childish things. The Word of God will help you mature and develop into the mighty young woman or the mighty young man that God wants you to grow into. Now, we talked about Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or right. So God wants us to have pure thoughts. You know, God deals with the way we think. Yeah, sometimes our thoughts are not pure. So God, you know, you say, my mama, she this and she that, and you be talking back to them in your mind. You know, when they talking to you, you talking to them in your mind, and you're saying negative things to them. But God wants us to have a pure heart, think good thoughts. He said, you know, if there be any praise, you know, think on these things. God wants us to think on the positive things, things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are lovely, things that are of a good report. So, you know, as you grow and develop, you don't be talking back to your parents in your mind no more. You go like, wow, I didn't know my mama was on my side. I didn't know my daddy was on my side. I thought they were in opposition to me. No, they're not. God gave you the right parents at the right time. He knows who your parents should be. You go like, yeah, but my friend's parents, they let them smoke weed. And you know, they're all involved in the sexual activity. They ain't but 14, 16, but their parents let them do whatever they wanted. And I don't know why my parents, they restrict me from this and that and the other. Why? To protect you. They don't want you to oppose what they're teaching you because they know what those things lead to. They know that that's death when you do things that are wrong, when you don't do things that are right. They know that it's going to lead to death. So, you know, the Word of God says that parents got to train up their children in the way they should go, so when they get older, they'll yield to the Holy Spirit. That's what we got to yield to. Yield to your parents and yield to the Holy Spirit. When your children get saved, it's much easier. You can deal with them. They're easier to deal with. They've learned, oh, yeah, it's better for me to obey my parents, because if not, I'm going to be in trouble with God. So, you know, you got to obey your parents. Now, Proverbs 29:15 says, a rod and a reprimand impart wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces his mother. So, you know, you ever seen children, they be in Walmart or some store cutting up, I mean, throwing stuff off the aisles and on the floor screaming and hollering. And you look at them and go like, that's a big old 8-year-old. Why are they acting like they're 2 years old? They haven't grown up yet. That's why the Bible says, you know, when you were a child, you acted like that. Then you matured and you said, oh, no, I can't have my way no more. I got to do what my parents. Now, Proverbs 29:15 in the Message Bible says, wise discipline imparts wisdom, and spoiled adolescents embarrass their parents. So, you know, some children are spoiled. Their parents just let them have their way, do anything they want to do. They throw the milk glass across the room. They stomp their feet, suck their teeth, roll their eyes. They're in opposition to their parents. They haven't transitioned yet into being mature, growing up, knowing how to behave. So, you know, Father God wants parents to discipline them. You know, when I was growing up, we had coffee tables, and you touch that coffee table, say, don't go there. You touch it. They smack your little hand, and you go like, ouch. They tell you, don't go near the stove. You'll get burned. And they smack your hand. You go near it anyway because you don't believe it, and you touch it. But then when you get grown up, you go like, oh, no, wait a minute. I don't want to be burned. So you can be burned all kind of ways. You can be burned by doing things you shouldn't be doing. It'll burn. It'll burn you. You'll suffer consequences. That's a burn. So you got to listen to your parents. Parents got to discipline. You know, the Bible says that, you know, if you don't discipline your child, you hate them. Parents say, I don't hate my child. Yeah, if you don't discipline, the Bible says you hate them. So we got to pray with our children, pray for our children. We got to teach them God's word and what's right to do. So when they get older, They won't buck against you. They won't oppose you. They won't oppose their teacher at school. They won't lie and their teacher say, I don't know, my teacher gave me all these bad grades and I didn't make them. I got an A on every test and they just don't like me. No. You got to do what's right. So next week, we're going to continue talking about opposition and transition. Thank God for the word of God. You know, we learn the truth. We got to learn what's true. We got to do those things that please God. When we obey our parents, please. When we oppose them, God is displeased. And trust me, consequences come. But I'd rather have rewards than consequences, because rewards are so good. God gives us rewards, and we choose consequences. But we don't want to do that. So I thank God tonight for the word opposition and transition. Anybody have any questions? Opposition and transition. All righty. Time for our co-host to come back again.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Praise God. I enjoyed you, Sister G. And this is my major subject again. I thank God for using you, and I honor you for allowing us to be here on this radio station with you, and honor everyone else on the phone. And I pray that you hear and apply. Right now, I want to go along with that message. Can you imagine yourself? Can you imagine yourself in heaven hearing the Lord saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Can you imagine yourself at everything that you prayed for, that you've gotten your healing, you've got everything that you needed. You're in the green pastures, and you're not by yourself. Everyone that you prayed for is in them green pastures with you, and you're walking by the still waters. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a monument being brought up to God, just like Cornelius in Acts? If you don't believe me, read it. It's Acts 10. It was brought up as a memorial to God because of what he did. He prayed all the time, and he gave alms to the people. He didn't say to the poor. So if you can imagine yourself doing that, and you have done that, if you have, I salute you right now. I salute you, and I thank you. I thank God for the favor of God being on your life. If you've been doing that, you don't have the spirit of favoritism, or you don't show any partiality towards anyone because they don't look like us, because they don't look like you, necessarily act like you. You're not showing partiality. I'm telling you to be unified. It takes us together. It takes us together. So it's some areas. It's many members in one body. It's many members. So therefore, where you're strong in, whatever area that God has called you to, I can't necessarily go in and work in that area. But here's how it unifies together. Instead of me trying to be like you, I'll be with you, and I can say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my sister and my brother. As they're in this area, I unify the prayers with the prayers of the righteous, and I speak into their life that they will be successful at every endeavor that they have in that area. So therefore, that unifies us as one. And that goes into Romans. I just really I have to read that. Please turn to Romans 8 and 28. This is what it is, being in the kingdom of God. We have unity. It's strength with us. They say it's strength in the numbers, but I'm saying it's strength in unity. It turns to Romans 8 and 28. Read that, sir.
As we know that all things work together for good to them that love God,
to them who are called according to his purpose.
So understand, we as the people of God, we work together, and we all are called. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. The ones that are called working in that area, you get with them, you push them, you bless God for them. And when you're in your area, they do the same for you. And we're not going to have favoritism and partiality. Even if the person smell like weed, we walking up to them and we saying, man, I call favor upon that man. That man that's drinking, he's a drunk, he's sitting on the road, and you know what? We're not going to pass over and call him a drunk. We ain't going to call that fast-tailed girl. We're going to call her, hey, look, she's going to be a queen of God. Lord God, I speak into her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus that she will get in there and take off those shorts. She will know her worth. That's how we're going to change and not, you know what the song says, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Now we have to start doing it with unity, and it works within the body. I love you all. Please be encouraged to stay away from partiality, favoritism. Love you.
We love you, too, and thank God for that awesome, powerful word that you gave. It was very encouraging. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Well, there's a special day coming up this Sunday. Special day coming up. You know, we usually honor the one who gave us birth. And we honor the one who, I'm sorry, we got a little bit of noise in the background. Would you put your phones on mute for me, please? I got all the phones off, so if you're somebody look like they're dealing in the kitchen a little bit, but we thank God for you. There's a special day coming up this Sunday for all, you know, the daughters of Eve, the ones who have given birth, whether they gave birth spiritually or physically, the ones who pushed out. Even spiritual mothers push their spiritual children out. But we give honor. We hold you as mothers in great high esteem. We love each of you. We honor you. We thank God for the wisdom that he's given you to raise up your children the way they should go. We prophesy blessing, wealth, good health unto each one of you. We thank God for you being a Proverbs 31 mother. You know, the woman in Proverbs 31, she did good. All that, you know, the word of God says, no one, who can find a woman, virtuous woman? Her price is far above expensive jewelry like ruby. She's a wise woman. So we honor you for your wisdom. The heart of her husband will safely trust in her, and there's no need for spoils. She does her family good all the days of her life. So we thank God. You know, mothers do so much. Sometimes you don't even know what mothers do. They may be up in the middle of the night, you know, nursing you, rocking you, changing your diaper, singing to you, praying over you. Mothers do so much. Folding clothes. These seem like minor things, but let them not do them. You'll see how much mothers, you know, we need them. So we thank God for each one of you. We thank God for the law of kindness is on your tongue. And today we rise up and we call you blessed. We thank God that, you know, he created you to be the mothers of the children that you mother. Thank God for, you know, the lives that you touched, that you blessed. Mothers don't just touch the lives of the children they birth. Sometimes they touch the lives of their children's friends. So we thank God for them. And then there are people who are teachers. They're mothers as well. They mother the children. And, you know, many times older women mother the younger women. So we thank God for you. Mother, this is the acronym for mother. M for mighty, O for origin, T for teacher and trustworthy, H for honorable, E for excellent, R for righteous. So we say, Happy Mother's Day. We love you all so much. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the mothers. Amen. Wasn't for the mothers, there wouldn't be no life on the earth. Thank God. Well, it is time for our co-host to come back.
Say bye-bye.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, it is prayer time. Prayer time. You know we got to talk to the Father. He waits for us to talk to him. And you know what? I'm so grateful we don't have to go before the Pope, the priest, our mom and our daddy. We can praise God on our own. We can just go straight to the throne room of God and praise the Lord. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, for ourselves. We don't have to go through nobody. We can just open our mouths and say, Father, we need this. Father, we adore you. Father, we bless you. So I thank God for you all tonight. You know, God is an awesome God. He's faithful. So we're going to, the word of God says, effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we can't just say, Lord, bless me, my children, and that's it. No, we got to pray effectual, fervent prayers. So I thank God for you all. I need someone to pray for our three babies. You know the babies we pray for all the time. Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser. As far as I know, they're coming along pretty good, but especially baby Kaiser, he's, the youngest one. He's not quite a year old yet. He had a liver transplant, and he has cancer. And so he's going through chemo. So we're going to ask you to pray for the babies, but especially, you know, remember baby Kaiser, not just tonight, but every day. Remember the babies. There are many children that are suffering in there. Their parents are just, you know, just have to totally depend upon God because there's so much going on in the lives of our children. Well, I thank God we have our mighty woman of God on with us tonight, Evangelist Laurel Brunson. She and her husband launched their ministry last Sunday, and I got to go to their ministry. She's going to tell you the name of it and a little bit about it. Good evening, Evangelist Laurel Brunson. How you doing this evening? Thank you for coming on.
I'm doing good, Sister G. How are you?
Doing great. Tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Yes, ma'am. My ministry is called Chosen Community. We just launched it on this past Sunday. And we're basically we're all about reaching souls and being the body of Christ while reaching the community. So we have a lot of ministries out here that, you know, aren't really being the church, being the head, hands and feet of Christ like we should be. So we're desiring to change that by going out into the community and reaching the lost at any cost. So that's us in a nutshell, Chosen Community. So we're on Facebook Live. We our services are streamed live on Facebook and YouTube. So whenever, every Sunday at 4:00. Chosen Community.
Amen. We thank God for Chosen. And they spell it a little bit different. It's capital C-H-O-Z-E-N, Chosen Community. So we thank God for you all being on Facebook 4:00 every Sunday and listening. Her husband preached the word of God, mighty word, on truth.
Mm-hmm.
On truth. Amen. The truth will make you free. So she's going to pray for the youth and their families. And if you could remember, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, as I was saying just, you know, a few minutes ago, he really needs a lot of prayer because he's taking chemo right now, and he's not a year old. So We are so blessed and don't even know it. You know, we complain about minor things, but some parents are going through traumatic situations every day, you know, nursing their babies and they're not well and don't know if they're going to make it, but we serve the Almighty God. So go right ahead, Evangelist Sorrell. We thank God for you. Go ahead.
Sister G, can you give me those names again? You said Chloe, Zoe, and what was the other name?
Baby Kaiser.
Okay, thank you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day, oh God. Father, we bless you. We honor you. God, we love you tonight, oh God. We just glorify your name, Lord God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our hope. Thank you, oh God, for being the great I am. Thank you for being Emmanuel, God, with us. Thank you, God, that you have never left us, nor will you ever leave us, oh God, nor forsake us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless and honor your name tonight. God, we give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, oh God, for there is truly no God like you nowhere in all the earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come before your throne, God, first of all, repenting of anything we have done, said, thought about, meditated on, any aught that we may have against our brother, our sister, oh God. God, we lay it down at your altar tonight. We lay it down at your feet tonight, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew within us, oh God, a right spirit, oh God. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we come before you lifting up our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up these names before you. I lift up, God, these names that I was given, oh God. We place them in your hands. God, you knew these children even before, God, they were formed in their mother's womb. So, God, we lift up Chloe. We lift up Zoe, God. We lift up Kaiser, oh God. Father, you know these children. You know them, God. You know them. You know the very hairs of their head, oh God. You know the very things that they're going through. In the name of Jesus, Father, you make no mistake. Thanks, oh God. You're too perfect. You're too wise, God, to make a mistake, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so we ask that you cover these children. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a miracle worker. But God, we know also, God, that your will is greater than ours. Your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts, oh God. So now we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Not what we want, God, in the name of Jesus, but God, what do you want? In the name of Jesus, what do you want for them? So, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for loving on those children, even as they go through the sicknesses, even as they go, God, through the pain and the treatments, God, remind those children, remind even the parents, God, that you still love them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, be with the parents, oh God, strengthen them in the name of Jesus, as we know it's difficult for them to see their children go through what they're going through. So, God, strengthen them, comfort them tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up children everywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you cover our children tonight, God, from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, have your way, God, in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, God, our great-grandchildren, our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, our spiritual sons, our spiritual daughters, oh God, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way in their lives like never before, God. We thank you and honor you, God, for what you're doing in their lives, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for covering them. God, we declare and decree that no weapon that is formed against our children shall be able to prosper. God, we condemn every lying tongue. We condemn every generational curse in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree generational curses and cycles are broken in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for covering our children, even though those that are on this call. God, we ask that you cover them tonight. God, we declare the blood of Jesus over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, continue to use our children for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let our children not want for anything, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for an inheritance, God, being left for our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, being left for our children, God, that they won't have to struggle. In the name of Jesus, they won't have to struggle financially, God. Let an inheritance be left, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, bless the children, oh God. Keep the children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep them in the palm of your hand. Lead the children, guide them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak life over our children tonight. We declare life. We declare, God, that they shall live and not die. They shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, God, they will not be another statistic. They will not be in the prison systems, God. In the name of Jesus, they will not be caught up, God, with sex and drugs, oh God, and prostitution, oh God. We declare they will not be just like their daddy. They will not just be like their father, oh God, like their mothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in a negative way. But God, we thank you that our children are being trained up and taught in the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and great shall be their peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that even though they may stray, we declare they won't depart, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for stirring up the word on the inside of our children. Everything we taught our children, God, you shall bring it back to their remembrance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you have spoken to our children, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you for our children, God, for we know that our children are the next generation, oh God. So help us to love them, help us to nurture them, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I come against the spirit of abortion, oh God. Any child, oh God, any mother, God, that's contemplating abortion, God, we come against miscarriages, oh God, stillbirths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we declare, God, to every unborn child, that that child shall live and carry out your purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for stopping, God, that abortion in its tracks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even the abortion that has gone forth, we declare life to that child right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, we bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we glorify you, we honor you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of our children. God, we glorify you, we lift you up, we praise you, and we declare and we decree by faith that it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You covered everything. We thank God for you, Evangelist Laurel. You want to give us the Jacksonville address where your ministry meet on Sundays at 4?
Yes, ma'am. It's 113 West 17th Street, sorry about that, Jacksonville, Florida, 32206.
Okay. 113, what is it again, 113 what?
113 West 17th Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32206.
All right. They meet at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for that information. We love you so much, Minister Evangelist Laurel. Thank God for you and your husband. Thank God for blessing your ministry. All right. I want to ask, is there any prayer requests tonight? Anybody have a prayer request? State your name and your prayer request. Make it brief, please. All right. Looks like nobody have any prayer requests. We're going to ask Sister Annette from Jacksonville, Florida, Annette Brown, if you will close us out tonight. We appreciate it. Thank God for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bless you, we honor you, we reverence you, Lord God, we worship and adore you. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for your greatness, your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name together. And Father, thank you for the gathering tonight, oh God. We pray that you bless each and every person that's on the line and those that are affiliated with the line. God, we just pray your blessings upon them, Father. And we thank you for this being a special weekend. And, Father, we do honor the mothers throughout the land. Father, praying that any mothers that are not getting along with their children or grandchildren, we pray for reconciliation. We pray that the spirit of reconciliation would be the portion in America, Lord God, that children would be reconciled. And, Father, those that have strayed away and the mother haven't seen them in years, Lord God. Father, the wayward children, the prodigal children, Father, we pray that they would call and reach out to their mothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray for salvation to be prevalent this weekend as well, that many boys and girls, men, women, and boys would recognize that they need you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you that this is a great time for your love to be shown even more in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to bless everybody. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is the heritage of the righteous, Father. We thank you that the greater one lives inside of us. And, Father God, we want to thank you for Sister G, Father. Thank you for the mother that she is to so many people, Lord God. We thank you for the blessing of Caritha Gantlin, Lord God, and all that she's doing, she has done. We pray that the blessings of Deuteronomy overtake her. We pray that the spirit of overflow would be her portion. And, Father, for every other mother that is under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you today. Bless, 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 bless. Bless your people, oh God. And, Father, I pray for favor to abound in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for this weekend being a turning point, God. We just pray for a turnaround, Father. People have been away from each other for so long because of COVID. But, God, we pray that as we get together, God, what a time, what a time, what a time. And so, Father, we bless you, we honor you, we praise your holy name together. And we say, be it unto us according to your purpose, your plan, and your will. You be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I love each one of you. You already know God loves you more. Have a God-filled night, God-filled week, God-filled a month and year. Don't forget, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. God loves you so much. He loves you, loves you, loves you. Amen. Have a good evening. Love y'all.
We love you.
Bless everyone.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.